USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are proposing to reduce the expanded $600 weekly unemployment benefit as part of their forthcoming $1 trillion coronavirus relief plan. The Republican plan will transition to roughly 70% of a person's wages from their previous job. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas says we're still spending a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and it's money we don't have. We're borrowing it from our kids or we're printing it. And if we're going to spend a lot of money on an aid package, it needs to be targeted well. It needs to be smart. It needs to be towards economic growth, making sure that our recovery is as fast and robust as possible. I need to remind people, we haven't spent a lot of the money that's already been passed.
President Trump back at the White House after visiting a biotech company in the battleground state of North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The state of New York has the second highest death rate per million at 1,673 deaths per 1 million people due to the coronavirus. Cases are continuing to tend in the positive direction in New York, but the governor is saying his state will not be out of the woods until things continue to turn around across the United States.
We won't be out of the woods totally on COVID until COVID is contained. All across the country.
NASA is just days away from launching the Mars 2020 rover Perseverance to the Red Planet. NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein says Perseverance is an appropriate name.
We are in extraordinary times right now with the coronavirus pandemic, and yet we have, in fact, persevered, and we have protected this mission because it is so important. We declare this mission to be essential.
Liftoff is set for Thursday, and the rover is scheduled to land on Mars in February. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says a widely distributed coronavirus vaccine could be on the horizon soon.
Today, here at the University of Miami, we will begin the first Phase 3 clinical trial for a coronavirus vaccine in the United States.
The Vice President continues.
89 sites across America with up to 30,000 participants will begin their first Phase 3 clinical trial on a vaccine for the coronavirus.
There's a warning this week from the Kentucky Ag Commissioner about suspicious packages with seeds from another country.
Kentucky is now the fourth known state to have reports of foreign seeds being shipped unsolicited. These foreign seeds appear in most cases to have originated from China.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says there's still some unknowns about the seeds.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism. If you have received such a package, do not, let me repeat, do not plant the seeds and contact us immediately at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1996 when in Atlanta, Georgia, the Summer Olympics were disrupted by an explosion of a nail-laden pipe bomb in Centennial Olympic Park. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.